Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Happy holidays. On today's show, I'm joined by Menace and we're talking sex and relationships. Topics include, once and for all, size doesn't matter, guys, but we tell you what does. Why the noises you make during sex are good for you, manscaping benefits that enhance your sensations during sex, and tips for beginner backdoor play. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com for everything sex, love, dating, relationships. You'll love it. We got great blogs, videos, all the podcasts. You can easily subscribe to the podcast. We love when you do that. And also all the social media, all those places, all at Sex with Emily. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. I'm here with Menace.
Hello, Emily. I'm excited. Are you nervous when I get here or something like that? Because I swear you don't fumble on anything when I'm not here.
Yes, I do. You're
no,
not here.
No, you don't. Do you or maybe they edit it really well.
What do you mean I don't fumble? You just fumbled when you're headset.
Oh, I fumble all the time. But I'm just saying, I feel like you get nervous when I'm here.
You
for
think
some
that
reason.
You make me nervous.
Yes.
Of all the things I'm very.
Yes. I feel you do so much better when I'm not around.
Are you serious? That's, can I tell yeah. you, Menace? Do you know what's so.
Yeah.
The irony in that?
Why?
Is that when you're on the show with me, it's the least stressed I ever am.
Really?
Yeah. It's like having like my brother here hanging out,
uh-huh.
but better.
But I don't know.
No, really.
I think I don't know. What? I notice that when when I see you do like TV interviews and stuff like that, I think you were so good.
For I'm like, oh, podcast, dude, I'm not that good.
No, but I think, oh man, she's so good, like answering questions and, you know, being like fluent in everything she's saying. And then, if that even makes sense, but I'm just saying that I feel that you do much more well when I'm not around. But I'm happy that you keep on inviting me to come around.
Oh, honey.
Anyways.
That's funny that you...
How you been? What's going on in your life?
We're just like the typical male, female. Like, we just don't understand. Like, you are creating stories that aren't necessarily true to my experience. Yeah. My experience is like, Menz is here. We've been doing the show. We're going on our 13th year.
Wow, crazy.
Because, you know, hey, podcasting is a thing. Finally,
podcasting is a
finally,
thing.
Finally. Right? It just took 13 years.
Yeah, that's it.
No big deal. Can you believe
it? You just waited 13 years.
It's crazy. It's like how it used to be like, you know, website coming soon, mm-hmm. or, you know, YouTube channel coming soon. It's now everyone has a podcast. Yeah. I literally don't know anyone who doesn't.
I know. I love it where... You know, people say, we need to start a podcast. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's funny, dude, isn't it? It's kind of like, I mean, hilarious. I think it's great. The more the merrier. I love that people are getting it now. I don't have to grab their phones and show them what it is as much anymore.
I know. And then Amazon Echoes is going to change everything.
Because people are going to be like,
they just sex Emily. Eventually. I don't know if it's at that point yet. You still got to download the skills thing or whatever.
I'm not doing any of that stuff. Which is a pain. I don't want anyone in my house like repeating after me and doing what I say. In fact, most of the time when I'm saying, like, I'll change my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, Menz, I mean, I feel like, yeah, it's crazy. We did our 10-year anniversary. That was already 3 years ago. I don't know. Very nostalgic. What's and I love that everyone's listening to podcasting. Things are good. It's the holidays. I'm excited about
that. So what
are
you going
to do? I'm going to Florida to see my mom.
Really?
She stays there. Yeah, my mom's there. I'm going to do a podcast with my mom, I decided. Because I was thinking about that. And I've done that in the past. She's probably been in the show in 13 years, maybe 3 to 4 times. And I remember the first time she was on, it was when we were doing our call show on Free FM in San Francisco, which is the radio station after I started Sex with Emily. But she came in and we were doing, it was one of those shows where we'd say, it was still Sex with Emily, but we'd say, call us if you've ever made a sex tape. And then people were calling in about it. My mom's like, oh my God, I just wouldn't do that. She's like, well, maybe I would do it. I'm like, you did a sex tape? She goes, maybe I did, but I destroyed it because I didn't want you to find it. I was like, wow, we're getting closer. So I think I'm going to do a podcast with her because my mom is actually a financial expert, right? She's like Susie Orman.
Yes.
Besides the fact that she's like really smart and open about everything and relationships, but she can talk about like money and finances in a way that like you understand. Cause I think a lot of people,
I think a lot of that stuff actually affects your relationship.
Absolutely.
You know, of course. I mean, that's a no brainer, but I think, it definitely causes a lot of rifts in relationships, which could lead to your bedroom having a couple riffs here and
there. It's very true. Do you know, especially for men, when men are stressed and anxious about money, their job security, or just overall anxiety, it definitely affects their libido and performance in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Even more so than women. We have other kinds of anxiety, but when it's job related or money related, it's like, nope, I'm not getting hard right now. No boners for anybody. I thought we'd talk about it in a way that's like smart. She can like help couples with a lot of things. We're just individuals.
I think that would be great.
I know. It sounds like, and we'll talk about sex.
And she's super funny too. So
she's so funny and cool. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah. And I'll be going there to like hang out with the family because it's important.
I'll be in Florida as well for the holidays.
We should meet up.
I think I'm going to be on the other side of the state.
That's
though.
Cool. We don't meet up here, but you know, what's going on with you? Tell me about you.
Everything's great. Thank you, man.
It's really good to see you.
I know, right?
Yeah, like you look, I feel like you've gotten old. You finally walked in, I'm like, he's a man. No, you've got gray. I love the gray. Don't change the gray. Really? It's really, I've never seen you with gray.
It's not even gray. It's like pure white.
No, honey, what do you think? You're like,
I know, but like
50 shades of gray.
I'll just dye it like brown, right?
Don't dye it. Dude, men who dye their hair, it's like greasy. Like it's a mistake. Like you actually look older. Cause it's like, why'd you just put shoe polish in your hair? Yeah. Not attractive.
No, it's funny. I could totally spot when somebody dyes their beard from a mile away.
How would you dye your beard? Isn't it growing in like every few hours? Like how do you?
Yeah, but they like brush it in or something like
that. Oh, and it gets all over. You kiss someone, and what if they get sweaty? Yeah. Then you brown stuff all over you.
So
let it
gross.
Go. Men are lucky; they're allowed to do that. Yeah. You guys are allowed to be gray and sexy.
But yeah, everything's great. Still doing the Woody Show morning show in Los Angeles, and it's on like a ton of cities.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So thank you so much to all the Sex with Emily listeners that call into the show and say, oh, I listen to the Woody Show and I listen to Sex with Emily. So that's great.
Do they call in and ask you sex questions? Like, as long as I've got you. And you're like, hey, this is my other job.
No. They just say that they listen to the podcast because they know to come here for it. But we're on, just FYI, because I know we
have people
from all over. We're on in Los Angeles, Portland, Albuquerque, Indianapolis, Des Moines, Wichita, Bakersfield, Dickinson, North Dakota, and American Forces Network in 175 countries.
Wow. Which is that's crazy. Crazy menace. That's amazing. That's, yeah, so, that is so, I'm really, really proud of you. You are the hardest working man in show business. You really are. And you've never stopped. And I've never once heard you complain about your job or anybody you work with or the fact that you have to get up at 3 a.m. every day for the last, since I've known you, and that you were sleeping at the radio station when I met you and all the things, Menace, you so deserve this success.
Thank you so much. You are
a good person.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful.
All right. Well, enough about
that, but you still annoy me. You know?
I know. What's going on in the show today?
Okay. Menace, we've got emails because, you know, we get so many. We're trying to answer and help people with their questions, but also I'm announcing a contest. I need you to be the first submission right now. Well, right. We've already gotten submissions on emails, but you have to be the first live submission.
All right, I'm down. Let's
do it. It's called Better Lover 2018. How are you going to be a better lover, a better partner, or just better to yourself sexually this year? What's one thing that you're going to do differently that you've been wanting to try in your relationship or with yourself? You're like, I'm finally going to masturbate every day. I'm going to find my G-spot. I'm going to have more foreplay. So, Menace.
Yes.
And so people have to email me by January 14th with Better Lover 2018, the subject line about you pledging me, because there's power. There is power in writing stuff down for your vision for what you want.
Yes.
Send it to us. We're going to gift four my people with board. Toys. Menace, it's a vision board. Mm-hmm. Stuff works.
It does.
Menace, I want to know what you're going to work on in the new year, how you'd like to see you've been in a relationship for how long now? Have you guys been together?
8 years.
Stop. It's been that long?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, 8 years.
I believe. I don't know.
Okay, you got past the itchy part, 7-year itch. Now what? Yeah. What would you like to see in a year from now?
Well, I promise next year that there's going to be a lot more like date nights type thing because, you know, my time management has been awful. I've been getting better and better over the years, but I think next year definitely has to focus on, okay, this time is just to go out and have fun. You know, you shouldn't be working or doing anything. Just like quality time.
Right. The love language.
On that. Yeah.
Remember we picked out your love language that day? I can't remember what they were.
My love language?
Yeah. What? Didn't we do the 5 love languages and there's 2?
I think so.
Sounds like your girlfriend is asking you for some more, or you want it too. Quality time.
Yeah, we both want to. Yeah,
without
yeah.
Without the phone, without you on like Instagram.
Yeah. That's good. I have like 3 cell phones now.
Why?
Because of all the radio stations.
All the different cities calling you. Yeah, they're like, hey, we're calling from Iowa.
Yeah. Hey, we're calling from
President Trump.
I know.
The Air Forces or whatever.
No.
Okay, so that's a good one. Date night. So what would you do? What's your perfect date night?
Well, we're both big eaters, so I would say just, you know, going to nice restaurants and stuff like that. We haven't even experienced, you know, we live in Los Angeles with all these amazing places. Haven't experienced pretty much, probably not even 5% of them, you know, because we just work so much.
Right, you get up at 3 a.m.
I get up at 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
You don't even have to sleep. Like, I went to bed at 3 last night. I could call you when I can't sleep. Okay, so you get up at 2.
Yeah, I get up at 2. And then I don't leave work and probably till like 1 or 2.
And then you come here today, right?
Crazy. Yeah. And then I'll go, you know, hang out with my dogs for a bit. And then my girlfriend will get home and we're exhausted from the day, you know.
And then you just fall asleep, watch TV. Just fall asleep,
yeah.
Right. But okay, that's good. Make an effort.
But I could finish all my work and then on Friday, you know, go home, nap, and then go do something later that evening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
do you have to work on the weekends? I'm just like, now I'm curious about like day in the life.
I do work on the weekends in the morning because I'm on the radio by myself in LA.
Right.
St. Louis and Albuquerque.
What about your sex life?
What about it?
I don't know. Is there something? I feel like that today you should go and bring her like a fun toy or some lube or something. She's not going to ask you for it because she knows that you are probably going to be judgy about things.
The anti-toy guy. I have not been
but you're
anti-toy
not pro
guy.
Here's the thing. I'm when you're not pro, you're like neutral or anti. And why would anybody hate sex toys that are all about pleasure?
It's
not taken away from you. I'm sure your penis is lovely.
But why are you such a pusher? Like,
I'm
don't
not a pusher.
Get it.
I'm just saying, do you want to bring her some? We have some nice Donna. So our sponsors make these nice candles that smell good and you could put stuff on your rub lotion on her. Give her a massage, dude.
You know what?
I'm just trying to help everyone.
Ravy, who's on the Woody Show, she brought that up the other day and was talking about the candles that you brought by the studio one time and how amazing they were.
Did I bring you candles? Really?
Yeah, yes, you brought some
candles. They're
candies.
So exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because they're love. Yeah. It's all about like touching and connecting and intimacy, setting the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun there with your people. I love when being around a bunch of people that can make fun of you instead of just me.
Time management Next year is my
time
main
management
focus.
Relationship.
Is my focus next year, which leads to more sex. Like, I know people just want to jump into the sex part, but you also have your like day to day relationship stuff, and that's the kind of stuff that I like to focus on.
Right.
It's easy to have sex. I'm sorry, it is. You just go and you do it, but there's like that whole bunch of talking in between, and that's a big
all that talking.
That's a big part.
It's
you know
true, honey.
That
that's
is
how
a big
you
part, and that's the kind of stuff that I.
So you guys aren't talking as much. I could see you just sitting there on your phone and never talking to her. Like, I could see her being like, are you alive, Menace? Like, I could just, because you're so not a talker.
Well, the thing is, she also does the same kind of thing that I do.
Oh, you too, both
so she's
don't.
All, we're both on the phone
dude,
all the time.
I could see that. Yeah. And it doesn't, you know, like days go by.
Yeah.
Like you're just sitting there next to each other on the couch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is good. Does this feel good?
It does.
So now when you're thinking about it, you have a picture in your mind. Uh-huh. Comes January, you're like, you know what? I'm going to get stuff done tonight. I'm going to make a date.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, there's been so many people I've talked to, studies back me up, that couples who truly have one night a week where it's like non-negotiable. Like you don't make appointments. Doesn't matter if your friend's birthday, you know, unless it's a best friend, you hold on to that date because it's sacred, especially couples with kids. I mean, I know a lot of people have been married and they say, like, you know, for a long time with kids, like, that's our one thing. Like, we know that night we're together, we leave intimacy, mm-hmm. they don't talk about the kids, they have their own thing. So you nailed it, Menace. You
Thank
win.
You.
You win a special candle.
All right.
Donna.
What else you got for me?
We've got some sex in the news.
All right. What's going on?
Because here's the thing. We know there's, let's try to think what's going on. There's a lot going on, but this is what I just saw, so I thought this was funny.
Right.
If you have sex questions, Google before you ask Siri. So apparently, and I'm pissed at Siri lately, because Siri is not, you'd think they would improve upon Siri.
I never use Siri.
I don't use her either, but sometimes she starts talking to me. I'm like, I wasn't even talking.
Really?
She's like, Emily, I do not know what you're talking about. I'm like, what is going on with Siri? So if you want to know how to have sex, use contraception, avoid STDs, which are the questions people are Googling. Apparently, Siri does not give you good advice. It's inaccurate information.
So people are actually legit asking Siri for sex advice?
Yeah, they're like, Siri, how do I give a blowjob? Just listen to Sex with Emily. Yeah. And this just reminded me of how people, and they said most people are Googling it. But of course, they're saying you should Google it on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask Siri about it. I feel like she's kind of prude anyway. She's uptight. Because then you ever try to ask her some dirty questions and she just gets upset.
She doesn't like it. I wonder how the Amazon Echo does. I'm obsessed with it. I set up one for my grandparents over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it's pretty much changed their life. Like they use it every hour on the hour for like music and asking it questions and stuff like that. I set up one for my dad.
So it's like a live Google in your home. I haven't used it. I have one. Yeah. Someone gave me one, but I don't want
you
that.
You haven't?
No.
It's amazing. It like when it first came out, it was whack as fuck. Like you couldn't use it for anything, but now it is really, really good.
So you just literally like Googling, you'd say, hey, what's
well,
this?
Well, you can do that, or you can just say, hey, you know, play John Lennon.
Right.
And it'll play like a John Lennon playlist or whatever you
and
want.
And you use it all the time.
And eventually,
do you,
you
ever
gotta
say,
embrace
hey,
it
tell
too,
my girlfriend
I'm
I'd like
you,
to make a date and then it talks to your girlfriend so you guys don't actually have to talk? Does it do that?
True.
I don't know.
Talk
maybe.
To my girlfriend for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen. What about sex robots? You know that they are coming and people, everyone loves sex robots. And people will prefer a sex robot, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That makes me nervous a little bit.
Well, that's what, you know, Elon Musk was saying. He's like, guys, you are going to be super afraid of robots in the next like 10 years.
You're going to be like, oh, it talks dirty to me when I want to.
Yeah,
it's quiet.
Do all that stuff. But he said that they would move.
He listens. He looks like he's listening to my emotions and feelings because he's not cutting me off. So he probably is. And she's giving me a killer whatever.
He says that robots will move so fast within the next 10 years that to be able to even see them, you would have to use a strobe light. That's his words.
To see who's a robot and who's not?
No, it's going to move so fast that you can't even see it with your eye.
I don't think this is
But
good.
Imagine if that robot's giving
slow
you a hand job, like
No, but was, the sex robots are going to be much more equipped. And people just want company anyway.
But imagine if a robot that moves so fast you can't even see it with your eye.
Oh, with a hand job? Would you want that fast of a hand job? I guess it depends on the guy.
Because you're going to
Dude, the robots rubber. Are going to... Yeah. I wonder if they'd use silicone or if they'd use the water-safe water lube.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't...
You should get in on this now, though.
Get in there. I am.
Yeah.
I have two on order. Three. Because here's the thing. People get tired of people anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe the robot can cook. You can kind of program in everything you want.
I know.
But I really actually don't want a robot. It actually makes me nervous. It actually... I feel like we're losing... intimacy in this connection. Yeah. It'd be perfect for me just to cook. I would have like a robot husband.
Yes. That would rule.
I know. Move the car and like reach stuff on the top shelf.
What would you name your robot husband?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Like something benign, like sweetie, because I probably would have a few. If I'm going to get a robot, I might as well get a few and have them all do different things. So it's always new.
Now, if you had to customize your robot, what would your robot look like?
I don't know. That's hard to say.
How big would his penis be?
You know, Menace, I'm not going to talk about penises. That's the one thing I'm not going to talk about. Do you know how many people I would upset right now? And I got to tell you something. Menace, you should know this.
Yeah.
13 years of doing sex with Emily, we've had more emails from
about
either
penis size,
men complaining about that they're worried it's too small, and then men and or women saying the penis was too big and it actually hurt me during sex. And we do not get women who are like, he had a small penis and I broke up with him. And I don't think we've gotten as many of those.
So husband robot, no penis, and he cooks.
He has a penis. Yeah, he talks dirty. He's a good decorator.
Doesn't have a
man
bun,
like
does he?
More like has the feminine. I think, what, a man bun? Yeah, a dad bod or a man bod?
A man bun.
No, dude. Who, no one should have a man bun.
Fall for the man bun.
I do. I've never fall. Who had a man bun in your fantasies? You're confusing
me. You like dudes with man buns,
dude. I don't even know. No, have I? I mean, okay. Now that you're saying that, I'm thinking, have I ever? But no, I don't think I've ever gone with the extraneous hair anywhere.
Okay.
And I think that you're confusing it with the swingers that you said at ponytails. But do you think the swingers that you now think in your head have man buns, is the man bun the new ponytail for men? Like,
yeah, definitely.
Right.
It is.
Yeah. I don't get it. What is the, like, who started the man bun? I'm just curious. Then we're going to move on.
Hipsters?
Who was like, this is a good idea? I'm sorry, you guys have a man bun. This is so, I'm sure if you have a man bun, you are rocking it and
we're trying
sexy.
To design your husband robot
right
now.
You know, honey, let's try, why don't we just try to design like the guy that's, okay, how about this? Because when I think about it, and here's the truth, and I don't know if a lot of women can agree with me or not, but I really, it's hard for me to say what it would look like because I think about how it would, it would make me feel. So it's actions. Like, what would he be doing that would be like ideal? And obviously he would be really skilled
at parking the car.
With his parking his tire car.
Yeah.
Filling up gas, putting like air in my tires.
Yeah.
And oral sex. And
oh,
other
things.
There we
go.
But I don't think that I'm like, oh, he has to look this certain way, you know? God no, but not a man bun.
All right.
Okay.
No man bun.
Okay, Menace.
Good at going down on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
But the thing is, this is why I brought the Siri thing, is because I just want to say, if you are even Googling sex information, there's just a lot of bad information out there. So I just feel like people just, you know, keep listening to the show, keep asking your questions. I want to help you. Don't let Siri or who else, Echo, Alexa, what's the difference between those two? We won't get into that now.
All
but
right.
Just like keep educating yourself. We don't have a lot of great sex education around the world. So that's all I got to say about that. Okay, Menace, hang out.
Yes.
We're going to do some emails. Thank you everyone for listening, for supporting our sponsors, and for being here with us. We love you. We'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Emails.
Are the people reaching out to you on Instagram is what I want to know.
Can we please talk about Instagram?
Yes.
Yes.
Quick, before emails.
Yeah.
Let me see.
The hashtag thing, what?
What hashtag? There's no hashtag?
No, but they've started what? Okay, dumb. Tell me.
Men this is a good picture of you. What is this? This one.
Oh, we're on the air. I thought you were telling
me
something.
Yeah, no, we're
there.
On the air. we're back.
Oh, that's cute, right?
Yeah, okay. What photo is this?
Okay, this photo is, I'm like, that's cute, right?
It's on me. The Sex with Emily Instagram.
Okay, I love this because this is the coolest thing you've ever seen. It is it's Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman riding a magic wand keychain. So it's a keychain of a Wonder Woman riding the magic wand. And Good Vibrations, we love Good Vibrations. Mm-hmm. If you buy a magic wand, you get this keychain. And I was at my sex show that I went to last
year,
every year of the trade show. These were the hottest commodity. Like, people wanted this more than the vibrator.
Nice.
You can have that for the holidays if you want.
All right, that'd be good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the Instagram. I'm answering messages. I'm doing the stories. I'm doing the thing. It's all at Sex with Emily.
Okay, good. And then there's an email button on your Instagram too. So just in case people forget
to
write
questions
down.
Through there.
Yeah. So just go to Sex with Emily on Instagram.
And we're doing giveaways too on there. We're doing a lot of things.
Good.
I feel like, you know what I love about Instagram stories and about all the places, snaps, all the places, all the things, is that, you know, a lot of stuff we're talking about on the show, people are like, oh, I want to, like, it's the holidays now, gifts. You're like, oh, I wanted to buy that, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know what it looks like or what it feels like, or obviously you can't feel it, but showing people things and explaining how things work and answering people's questions, doing Instagram lives, which we were going to do now, but I'd rather just look into your eyes here and not be distracted by anything but your beauty.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we'll get to the questions in a second, but text me, Ask Emily, all one word, to 797979. That's Ask Emily to 797979. So easy. You're on your phone anyway. Text me. Also email me on the website via the Ask Emily tab. And as always, include your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Oh, look, the first one's about penis size.
All right. Sweet. Perfect.
Hey, Emily, I'm Wes. I'm 27. I live in Richmond, Virginia. I've been listening for about 9 months, and I love your podcast. Since I started masturbating and watching porn, I've been concerned with the size of my penis.
Oh, no.
I don't hate my penis. Yeah. I actually love it, but it's not something I'm really proud of. How much does size actually matter? I've never had a complaint or someone degrade me on it, but it's always in the back of my mind. I'm about 5 inches erect and I have a decent girth. Please help me get a female perspective on this. Thank you for all the work you do. You're wonderful. West 27, Richmond, Virginia. So these are the penis questions we get asked from the man who's worried about their penis.
Well, my first thing is, like, he's not gotten any complaints, so... I don't know. I wouldn't even worry about it. I wouldn't
because
even
because our brain
email.
Is constantly scanning the environment for things to worry
you're constantly
about.
Constantly thinking about it,
right?
But that's just you.
It's porn.
You
know? No, here, this Wes. I could not have written a better question. Like, if I wanted to do like an example question to teach you all a point, which I've actually never made up an email for you all, but I would, because Wes, you hit the nail on the head. So many different ways here. There's some kind of innuendo there, hitting the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know with sex. Listen, Wes. Since he started watching porn, imagine that.
Yeah,
he's worried about his penis. So porn is put on this planet. I think, yes, it can give you a lot of pleasure, mm-hmm. but there's so much suffering that comes from porn too, because women are worried. They're not doing certain things. They have misinformation about how to act in the bedroom. Men are like, oh my God, my penis isn't that big. Guess what? The guy you're looking at on the screen, his penis isn't even that big.
I know.
So they're shooting. It's like an optical illusion.
It is. Let me tell you.
And
this.
Maybe if it is,
I mean,
who cares?
There are guys there that have huge penises.
True.
Right?
I don't want to say they're all fake.
Yeah, yeah.
But camera angles. It's not all fancy camera angles.
Living in Los Angeles, you run into some of these porn star guys, and they're little guys. You know,
you're saying you could be short and have a big penis?
Well, no, you could be short and have a regular sized penis, but it looks like you have a gigantic penis on camera.
So they're really short men.
Yeah.
And their penis are bigger. Right.
No, but they're like little, they're like tiny guys. And I'm like, wait a minute, on camera, they look like they're the Rock, you know? But
know.
Then you meet them in person, they're like five inches shorter than I am,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. No, it's true. But size is okay, right. I hear what you're saying. The thing is, whether it's real, whether it's not, I understand why you'd be concerned, because that's probably most of the sex you've seen at Wes has been in porn. And size, you're asking how much does it matter? There might be women you meet that might say, yeah, I want a bigger penis. That could happen to you. Just like you might be with a woman, you're like, I prefer a woman with larger breasts. I prefer a taller woman. I prefer a shorter woman. It's the same exact thing. Because for men who have, like, and first of all, your penis is erect and beautiful and 5 inches, whatever. I'm not even going to make comments on it. It's like, you have decent girth. It's all good. Here's the thing about sex. You're totally fine. Just remember this. Whether you have a large penis or you're questioning your member, she comes first. please your partner, make sure she feels good, she gets off, no matter what the case, because when your partner is pleased, it's going to come back to you, I promise. So if you're feeling like your penis isn't stacking up to where you want it to be, there are like different sex positions you could do where you might feel like stronger, like she could feel you deeper. Mm-hmm. If she elevates her pelvis, like with a pillow under her back or something like that when you're in bed, or when she's on top, she can go, we have a lot of articles on our website about big, small penis positions. But when she's on top, you know, she could control the depth, the penetration, the motion, all that stuff. But like, this is something that guys... we literally do, all of us, we scan the environment just for something to worry about. Like, I don't have that, I don't have that. And our brain latches onto it and we can't let it go. But I'm telling you, Wes, you sound like a great guy. And I love the way you asked this question because it's really thoughtful. And at least you realize now that you never have to worry about this again. Uh-huh. Because you will find someone who loves you for everything that you are. And it's not like, you know, it's going to be this deal breaker. I promise you, because that's not even the person you want to be with.
True. Right? Oh, can I bring up something real quick?
Yes, you can.
With the porn?
Yes, honey. Are you watching porn?
No, in my neighborhood, there was like this building on the corner, and I knew it was a porn building because I would see girls walking in there all the time. And then they moved a couple buildings down into this brand new building that has huge windows, right? So it's like...
that's amazing.
It's like 2 a.m, and I'm driving down the street, and it's a 3-story building, and the... at the top, there's naked people like walking around.
Really?
At the top, and they're like shooting porn. It's hilarious.
At 2 a.m. and then when you're going to work.
Before in the other building.
You should bring them donuts one day or something. Be like, hey, I'm the local radio guy. Yeah, just come see how it's going.
Just want to check out your production here.
Really? Well, they're just like filming it. Can you hear them having sex when they're on the roof?
No, I'm driving, so I can see it from.
Too bad you're not into porn. That'd be kind of fun. Maybe your like favorite porn stars are up there. Or are you into porn now?
Am I into porn now?
No. You are, because you repeated the question and looked up to the right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think if I can recall.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. For you, I just feel like it'd be good for you to get your mind on sex.
I'm trying to recall what porn I would be watching. That's all.
You do like the pizza delivery thing.
Oh, yeah, but with the hole in the bottom.
You food or something. Yeah. So, all right. Okay, let's move on here. Hey, Emily, so this has always been a huge insecurity of mine, moaning and noises during sex. In college, I always heard my housemates having sex and obviously hear moans and other sex noises on TV and in porn. The only sound I make is my breathing either naturally going up or down. Mm-hmm. I never moan during sex and try my hardest to let out a noise when I orgasm, but it just feels so forced and fake to me. I'm so focused the whole time that if I think about it, I end up feeling insecure. My long-term boyfriend tells me he doesn't care, but do guys really like silent sex? I don't really believe him. I know it's a huge turn-on for guys. What are your thoughts? Maybe one of your male guests can weigh in. Thanks so much. I love your podcast, Kelsey. I mean, making noises during sex for men and for women is hugely, hugely important. I feel like if there's not noise during sex, it's like you're kind of like watching a silent movie or something, which is fine. Like, it's beautiful. It's not like it's wrong, but it's part of the whole experience of having sex is, but we've talked about men who don't make noise. But for women, I feel like, first of all, women typically do make more noise, and it can actually help women stay in the moment so they're not so distracted during sex. It can help them actually get to orgasm. And I do think that it's hot to know what your partner's feeling and to be...
I think guys don't really care. They're just happy to have sex with you. But the thing is also, if you do make noise, being overly top loud is a turnoff. It's just... it's embarrassing. Like This is not for me. This just happened to one of my coworkers.
Someone who called into your show?
No. One of my coworkers, he's like, dude, it was just over the top, too loud.
Well, like, okay, so I'm going to completely... Okay, so here's what I want to say about that. I will agree that there's many people, men and women, who have sex like they are in a porn, because that's the only way they think you're supposed to have sex. So women, I've heard from men who are like, I have sex with these young women, and it sounds like they're trying to be porn stars, and it's not authentic, right? They're like, it doesn't seem real. It's like she's putting on an act. Or I know women who are like, he's like slapping my ass and saying like, call me daddy, and it just seems like a total disconnect because they're learning script. But if you're like in the throes of passion and you're not thinking anything and you just make these noises because it feels so good and you're so uninhibited, which is what sex is about, is like losing... so you're not thinking about how you look, your orgasm face, and you're not thinking about your body or how you look, and you're not thinking about what your partner thinks. You're in the moment. And when you are truly in your body and in that moment, I think you can't help but make some noise. And so I feel like it's a way of just engaging all the senses during sex and losing control. So you are making noise. Maybe you're talking dirty, like words, noise is an important part of sex for a lot of people. So I feel like if it's totally silent, And we've talked about men. Uh-huh. This goes for men when they're like that guy I was with years ago. And he was like, I'm like, did he come? Like, I couldn't. He'd be like, this is how he came. Ready?
Yeah.
He'd be like, like that was it. I was like, wait, did you? I don't know. Like if I blinked, I couldn't hear him because my eyes blinked.
But you're
too loud.
Dismissing what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I am that, like, because guys, it's totally wrong.
It's
okay. And I very rarely say things are wrong because I believe for, but especially here in this
case,
I'm
not going to fight you on it.
Yeah, please don't. Because Kelsey, like I feel that
I ask 10 of my guy friends and they'll say like, I'm just happy they're having sex with me. Like,
no, it okay. Let me, okay. I'm sorry. Let me break this apart. You're absolutely right that he is, your boyfriend loves you, Kelsey. I'm saying this for you, sweetie. I don't care about your, right now, to be honest, your boyfriend, Menace is right. He so loves you and he's happy to be having sex with you. I think you're right. Men aren't, most men are not thinking like, why isn't she making noises? But I think that, Kelsey, when you do that, first of all, the reason why it's great too is because then your partner knows that they're doing something right and that you're into it and it feels good. Not in like a fake way, but if you are really feeling something in your body. So I would start to practice during masturbation. Like when you're like, maybe when you're alone in your room, because there's something about, a lot of us are trained from masturbating as children that we, whenever we did it, there were families are around, our brothers, sisters, we had to lock the doors or someone's going to come in. So we're quiet. We train ourselves to be quiet. We masturbate, but it's just goddamn freeing to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that female dogs masturbate?
No.
I didn't realize that. I looked it up the other day because I have two female dogs. I'm like, why is my dog humping things? You know, it's a female dog.
Well, yeah, but they, oh yeah.
But come to find out that female dogs, they masturbate too.
Yeah, they do.
They find out that like rubbing on something like feels good.
Of course it does. And so did you, there's these studies.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just boy dogs that do that.
No, everyone feels good for women.
I had to get on the Google and find out.
For girls, I mean, for female primates. But I was going to talk about the study on female primates that I read. And I remember reading this, and Sex at Dawn, which is an amazing book about our evolutionary relatives. And so like the bonobos and the chimpanzees, which are our closest relatives, the females make sounds during mating to incite male competition. So these are ancestors.
Or to start drama.
Our relatives. And males are more likely to ejaculate when female make noises, but only real noises. So if they're a fake noise, like I'm not asking you, Kelsey, to be like making some weird fake noise, but find your true noise.
All right, Kelsey.
Hi, Emily. I'm a male and I recently shaved a bit of my lower abdomen. To my surprise, I like how it feels. I'm thinking about going further, probably shaving a little lower or maybe even waxing it just to try it. Any tips, any kits you could recommend that comes in discreet packaging? Also, what should I tell my wife about my trials? I fear she's going to think I'm weird. So she barely does anything down there. Maybe a little trim once a year, even though I've requested she do more. Sigh.
Yeah.
Thanks. I love the show. Andrew, 41, California.
Support it.
P.S. Thinking about buying the FT London G ring for Christmas. Do it. I'm telling you, everyone should get a little love, a little pleasure in their stockings or tree or wherever.
Yeah, something.
Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
All right.
What?
Can I respond?
You can try.
On something?
Yes. I'll let you talk first and then we'll see how you do.
I'm telling you right now, trim it up if you want to, which I think you should manscape anyways. As much as possible.
If you want to sell the house, you got to mow the lawn.
But do not wax your junk. Don't do it. I did it on the Sex Zombie show and it fucked me
you
up.
You should find that.
Forever.
I made Menace get live waxed in 2007.
It is not good.
It was
don't
amazing.
Don't do it. Just trim it.
I wanted to see who would scream loud. Oh, speaking of noises, he screamed. That was awesome. That was the last time.
Yeah, that I scream.
Yeah, no, that you wax.
Never again. Waxing, stupid.
No,
trimming,
not
good.
True. Okay, so that's the other thing that's
waxing
not
for
true.
Women. I don't know. It's maybe a different experience, but as a man, I've talked to other people.
Okay, but he's not talking because we waxed
too.
Your balls. I'm sorry, we waxed your
balls.
He's waxing
too.
His abdomen. We should find that video. Didn't it not come out? No, it did come out. We
I
have
don't
the
know.
Video.
But the other Linus thing is,
got his balls waxed. That was so sweet of you.
The other thing, though, I've talked to other guys that have gotten it done, and they agree with me.
Okay, well, we're not talking about waxing the balls. The easiest thing to do here is, okay, so first of all, let's go back to Andrew for a minute. It makes sense that you like how it feels. It can be good to be clean shaven and maybe go a little lower. I would say that discreet packaging, really, here's your options. You could go into, you're in California, so there's a lot of, local salon, the nail salons, you go in there. She'll take you in the back. A woman will wax you. It won't be, you can show her exactly where. He's saying trimming. So he's saying he's doing it on his abdomen, not his whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of men. Here's the thing about waxing. It doesn't hurt as much after you do it one or two times. So that was your first time. But for women, like, I used to do Brazilians where you're literally like, your legs are flipped over your head, your butt's in the air, and they've got like wax, like from your, like, yeah, literally from front to back, and it's gone. And it hurts, but it hurts a lot less. Mm-hmm. So the same goes for men too, of course, like with anyone. But I would say trimming is a great way to go. But also you could shave. I'm not a huge fan of it. You just have to, like, you're asking me for kits. Just use some shaving, a good quality shaving cream. Let it sit on you for a while when you're in the shower. Let it get warm in there, and like use a really good razor and like shave down, or just trim. Like, really, you don't even have to shave. You can just trim the whole area with like a, what kind of razor? Like the electric razor. Yeah,
electrical.
Be careful. Don't.
You're good.
And his wife, though. So this is interesting. He's requested that she do more, and she won't.
You're in a predicament then.
I feel like when you're in a relationship, it's hard to be like, hey, babe, get rid of that bush, you know? But you guys could go together to a salon and say, here's how you do it, Andrew. First of all, it's your wife. I don't know how long you guys have been together, but you're 41 years old. And I feel like there's a little lack of intimacy here with this. That if, I would just think in a relationship, this is something you would talk about. You're like, babe, I'm going to go shave. This feels really good. What do you think of my unhairy lower abdomen now? So you could together over the holidays be like, let's go to a salon for the day. And you could go to a salon and get you both like shaved or waxed or do whatever there.
Yeah, but she's already said that she's not into it. And then you just pull in front of the,
okay, well, here,
the waxing salon.
I am not into forcing things at all, but I'm wondering if there's certain like things that you just try out if you want to. Like, I'm wondering if there's something else going on here. Like, I wonder if she's like, well, I told you to take out the trash, you know, every day for the last 16 years and you haven't, so I'm not shaving for you. Because people use sex, you know, as a bargaining tool. They're like, oh, well, I won't do this. And that drives me crazy too. So I'm wondering if this to me, Andrew, is a symptom of a larger issue going on, and that it's good for you. I think you should enter my contest, make a pledge of how you want things to be in the new year, and not just your balls clean shaven.
Yeah, you
just some things to work on.
Look here, Teen Wolf. We gotta talk. Right? That'll go over well, right?
I don't know. I just
Wolverine, come here. I gotta talk to you real quick.
No.
What?
The thing is, some women don't want to take, she might never want to do it, but we don't know why. And I'm not sure it's because she's just being defiant.
Yeah.
Because she, who knows why? I'm not there, Andrew, but this could be fun.
So I understand, Andrew. That's still such an awkward conversation to have.
I think it's just fun. You're like, I just did this, or I'm going to do it. Let's do it together. It felt really good. I could shave you. I had a guy shave me once. It was hot.
I wonder,
like, we were in a hotel
room. He's done it. He's trimmed it up before, right?
He's only gone down to the like lower.
I wonder what her response was to that.
I don't think she noticed. He said she didn't notice. She didn't say anything. I know. I think that, and you want discreet packaging, like literally go to the drugstore, but I feel like, and what should I tell, like, your wife? Tell your wife that it feels really good to you, because here's the other thing when you wax or when you take off hair for women, it's not just so we look like teenage girls, which we're not trying to look like, and I'm not even saying you need to take everything off, but you can actually have more sensitivity. Like, there's more skin available for more sensations when you remove some of the hair. I'm not saying all of it.
I would say, do it. Edit it. edit this whole thing.
Edit your vulva stat.
I would say, trim it up where it's really noticeable, and then see what her response is.
Okay, yeah. But how do you not notice? I guess maybe you just background.
I don't know.
Like, you just, maybe, you know, you just see something, like, every day.
Just fade up just a little bit. And you don't even notice.
I think do it together, and it can be a fun way to play in the new year and just talk about something that's whatever.
I got this thing called the beard bib. Have you seen that?
Like Red Lobster?
No.
What?
Effing rules. So, you know, when you're shaving, all the hairs, they fall into the sink.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's so annoying when...
Yeah, so I bought this thing where it kind of looks like, you know, what they put on when you're going to go get your haircut.
Yeah.
Like the smock or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And then so it has like two suction cups on it. And then you put the suction cups up against the mirror. And then so it makes like this little like canoe thing. So when you're shaving, all the hairs fall into
the canoe, the hair canoe.
Yeah. And then you take the suction cups off, and then you just put them down the toilet. It's
that seems
pretty
messy.
Cool.
I would probably trip on the way to the toilet. No, and then everything
beer bib changed my life, because I don't have to like deal with the sink and like picking up hairs.
But this should be like a little mini vacuum thing that just sucks it all up right there. Okay, I know what you're saying about the beer, but that's like an extra step. But I like that.
No,
you're
not
making messy. That's
not. I'm just saying, this guy could hook a beard bib up to his Johnson and then just do it that way.
He could. He could just do it like lying down, wherever he's at.
Just look into it. That's all.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It's so useful. Okay, let's talk about butt plugs.
Yo, sweet.
Emily, I know you say anal is a new blowjob. However, not everyone has tried it. You probably know this. A study done in 2017 stated only 35% of women have engaged in anal sex. My wife and I want to begin exploring the back door and need some help. We're looking for a vibrating butt toy that's good for men, also for women. Any suggestions? Thanks and love the show, Clayton, 30, Wyoming. Okay, I have butt plugs for you. We sort of had a dearth of butt plugs here for a while. It was really sad. Like, people would be like, do you have any butt plugs? And we were out of them. But now I've got some great ones to recommend. So these are all on our website. There's the G Plug by Fun Toys. Someone else just asked about FT London. I love their G Plug. I love all their toys. They're really cool. And that little the G ring vibrator that goes on your finger actually controls the G Plug. And then there's the We Vibe Ditto butt plug that you can use with the WeConnect app. So you can control it with your phone while your partner's wearing it. You can share it. What?
I'm just saying, like, this
you
kind
of... You your hands over the this, air. Like, you're,
this
I
is the type
you.
Of stuff that I talked about, like, 13 years ago, and you laughed at me, and now it's here.
What?
It's crazy.
Remote control.
All this connectivity with all these different toys.
Dude, I have these toys. Oh, I should get... Oh my God. You're my sex tech friend. I should give you this. The WeVibe has this app, dude. You could control it from anywhere in the world. Like, you could, they have an app, the WeConnect that you launch. It's like FaceTime.
That's the crap that I was talking about so long ago.
You're so smart. You're like,
so ahead of my time.
You are ahead of your time. It's true.
I was
like, you would love this toy.
I want you to dig up old shows from 13 years ago about me talking about it. I go, dude, it's going to be where you can have sex with some device in London, you know, and then having sex with your girlfriend in San Francisco, you know, that's how it's gonna be.
Now you can
or
do it.
That now it is.
That's how it is. Know? It is like
but
that. And you could watch
like
them.
Really, really.
We're like just shy of the robots coming in.
Well, just as good as the real thing, you know, eventually.
Well, here's the thing about vibrators. If people are still hung up on them, or I'm just thinking, what's good as the real thing? Oh, having sex with a robot or having sex with your partner?
Well,
it's not
sex,
as good as the real thing. Okay, I'm going to say this. I don't think that anything will ever stop the real thing, the real friggin' thing. Somebody like cuddle with and feel their.
Yeah.
Penis, like the real penis inside you. I mean, maybe you could just kind of suspend like any judgment or any like thinking like, in the moment sexually. You could be like, I will forget this is a robot. Let me forget this is a robot. Yeah. And it feels good. But I just really can't imagine they're going to replace human connection. So I hope I answered your question, Clayton. Those are some good plugs. You want to explore backdoor. This is what you need. You need to make sure that your nails are trimmed, your hands are always clean, you shower together, don't trip on enemas. You're probably fine if you have a healthy diet and use a ton of lube. You can never, ever, ever use too much lube during sex. And Joe makes a lube just for anal. Yeah. A lube for anal. Anal lube.
It's funny when you were just talking, sorry, I was going back to the whole sex on the internet type thing. But you're saying, when you were saying about it's not going to be as good as the real thing. It reminded
robot
me.
Robot dick is not as good.
No, it reminded me of the movie Demolition Man. With Sylvester Stallone,
right.
There's a scene, I don't know if you remember this, but there's a scene where they put on these like virtual headsets where they're supposed to be having sex with each other.
Okay, I kind of remember
right? So
this,
they're sitting in a room together. They both put on these headsets and they're supposed to be like actually having sex, but they're not touching each other. So he pulls it off and he goes, can't we just do it like the old fashioned way, you know?
Right.
Because they're like, oh, it's been outlawed because, you know, disease and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
We might be going that way.
No, we have. Well, that's not true. I actually have played virtual reality games. Now, have you ever played virtual reality? Anything?
A little bit, yeah. They're just not at the point where I'm blown away yet.
Well, virtual reality sucks. When I was in Amsterdam last year, I went to a company that had, I put on like the virtual reality goggles, and it's the ones that controls also could be controlled with a toy. So it was like I was in this Greek castle.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like in Greece somewhere, and there was like women and men and like threesomes, and like they were all around me, and like they're approaching me. Like you could feel like I could have had sex with these people in my virtual reality world. Yeah.
Was it like
toys
characters
that could
or did it
yeah
look
no like
real people.
Real people, real people, like
no
real
way.
Women, men talking to me. Like it was like an orgy. It was like a virtual reality orgy.
See,
and
now
everyone
that's what
was
I would
invited.
Like to see like what
that
the
was
quality
cool.
is on that.
Right. It's good times. Okay. Yeah. That's all we got time for.
That's it.
That's it, baby. That is a wrap.
It was nice seeing you.
Happy holidays. So good seeing you.
Thank you to all the listeners that download the podcast all the time. Appreciate all of you.
Yeah. Love you all. And thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for reviewing the show. And check out Menace the Woody Show.
Yeah. The Woody Show. You heard me in the beginning of the podcast. Look for an alternative radio station. Just flip around and
if we're on in your city, it's the Woody Show. Tune
in. You gotta get a man bun if you're on an alt station, right?
No, hell no. Okay. I think that's why we've done so well, because we're so anti that.
I guess so. Who knows? Okay. Yeah. I don't even know about you, Menace. Okay. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you to my amazing team. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.